show you tune in is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna feel it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Friday, the 26th of May, 2006. Every once in a while, I sit down, folks, to do a program, and I don't know quite where to start. And it's a good thing that I do a show later on in the day. Because this morning, I heard Alex Jones's show today, and the guy was in tears. Now, there is a certain persona that that people have on the air, voice inflections, whatever. And we all do that as talk show hosts. But this was genuine. I mean, the man was in tears today. Woke up out of a sound sleep. Because he's realized, I mean, it's really striking home. And is it is starting to with a lot of us that we are in so deep a doo-doo here in this country that there is a strong possibility that we may not be able to get it back. This is why, and I hope you're beginning to understand, for you, for all you folks out there that have been working overtime, trying to spread the message, trying to get the word out, trying to wake people up. For those of you out there, this message is not for you. Kudos, pat on the head, gold star, whatever. Okay? We appreciate you folks out there. There are millions of us out there, but we're not doing our job. And this has been my bailiwick, if you will, for a number of years. I am willing to do anything that I possibly can do to make information available to whomever. That is a given. But there are so many of you out there, and I'm not going to beat you up too bad today because, quite frankly, I don't have the damned energy to do it anymore. But to suffice to say this, you people have been sitting out there coasting, letting other people do the job. I'm glad that it is later in the day that I do this show, because if I would have had a morning show, I would have made a call to arms today, to this morning. And being influenced by other people's words, I hope that I am still able to be influenced by other people's words, as well as you. I hope we are not jaded and come to the point where we hear something and it's bombastic, it's monumental, and we just kind of, okay, yeah, all right, here's another step in a new world order. Oh, yeah, here's the latest, greatest assault on our freedom and liberty and constitutional God-given rights in this country. Having said all of that, when I heard Alex, and it wasn't a joke, folks, and it wasn't playtime on the air, it was genuine, it was serious. I mean, the man broke down in tears. If I would have had a show on anywhere near that time, I would have came on the air and made a call to arms today. That was my emotional gut reaction to that. And like I said, it's a good thing that I do a show later on in the day. Come in here to run the network, got busy, kind of settled down, and here I am, all nice and calm on this Friday, talking with you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, so, that's much better, Mr. Producer. I'm not breaking up here. It's nice to have a resident engineer, not one of these guys that you have to pay a fee every month, and so you go months and months and months and never need their services. And then when you do need them, they're on standby contract. You're sitting there waiting until they show up when you have a technical problem. But at any rate, we're clean. Thank you, sir. The immigration deal, folks. Senate's going to pass this thing. It's going to go into committee because, though, there's varying opinions between the Senate and the Congress. But once this thing goes to committee, what they're going to basically do is authorize the illegals already in this country. And they're still not admitting the true numbers. Oh, 10, 11 plus, they'll say. Plus? Well, how about plus another 10 million, another 15 million? Here's the deal. That it very well could be, and then they're going to be able to come to this country for another 5 or 6 years. We're going to give these people amnesty in this country right now, these illegals, these lawbreakers, right now in this country. And then for the next 5 to 6 years, we're going to bring in probably that number or greater. Before all said and done, in less than 10 years, we could have 100 million of these people sitting in our country. This is what your Congress is doing. This has to do with free trade area of Americas. Mr. Fox and Mr. Bush have been butting up to each other. There's not going to be any borders in this country, folks, and this is what defines a sovereign nation, are its borders. We have state borders, but that's just for post office purposes. That's just for addresses and zip codes anymore. Because essentially, our states don't even have borders anymore. We have the all-encroaching, ever-mother-loving Fed sitting all over us, which smashed the state sovereignty. But it very well could be, and I'm not exaggerating this, within 10 years' time, certainly within the next 5 years, we could have 50 to 60 million Mexicans and OTOs. Let me not forget that. The OTMs, I think they're calling, other than Mexicans. Literally, within the next 5 to 6 years, 50 to 60 million. Now, my contention is there's 30 to 40 million, and I've been putting that number out there, and I've been watching the numbers that people were downplaying these before. Well, the numbers are creeping up a little bit. Now, realistically, it's between 30 and 40 million illegals in this country right now. So I'm giving you conservative figures. Within the next 5 to 6 years, we could see 60 million Mexicans in this country. Yeah, but we're not done here yet, folks. Within 10 years, there could be 100 million Mexicans in this country. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I am looking literally. This doesn't have anything to do with immigration. This has to do with a planned knockdown of our sovereignty, our borders, making this a multicultural country to divide and conquer. Because these people coming over here, they don't want to assimilate. They want to work here, but they don't want to assimilate into the culture, learn the language, and all that other stuff. All right? That you should know. If you don't already, you do now. That is why they came in, set up their own publications, newspapers, radio stations, TV. Have you ever, any time in the history of this country, we took foreign immigrants into this country before, but we didn't set up TV stations and newspapers for them. We didn't give them radio shows. They didn't buy up stations to speak their own language in this country, their own language. How many Germans immigrated to this country? How many Italians? How many people of other ethnic backgrounds and origins with different languages, different cultures, come into this country? But they didn't set up their own communications medium, did they? No, this is for the long haul. And what we are going to have is a fractionalized country, one without borders. There's going to be a mass chaos and confusion in this country. Now, and I want you to start thinking in terms of other countries that they have attempted to balkanize and then go in and eliminate the people that are resisting the occupation of other people. Don't think it can happen in America? You better open up your eyes because it's happening right in front of you right now. Let's go to the phones. I've got Alex Jones on air. Good afternoon, Alex.
It's AJ.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine, yeah.
I always refer to him as AJ, and this guy that never produces my show sat down at the board.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. At any rate, hi, AJ.
How are you? I'm doing all right. I'm sitting and listening to everything going on today, and, I'm not sure if the Congress actually understands what they've done.
They
that
do.
They brought in a whole new voting base, and that they're all going to be out of office because there isn't any Mexican in the world that's going to vote for white people. It's just not going to happen.
And why should they when they got their own politicians?
Exactly. Why should they? I think that the talk radio has been right all day, and that we're watching the beginning of the dismantling of America,
and that was
the first big step last night.
We should
be ashamed of ourselves, and if we ever can't get to a point, I think that we need to maybe build a bunch of gallows there on the mall in Washington and start hanging.
Well, I have made a big turnaround in the last, 15 years. I went from building militias to defend the country to decide that, wait a minute, I'm putting the cart before the horse. We got to have a number of people that are informed, and that'd be our best chance to avoid any kind of bloodshed if we have to go to the gun to defend this country. But I'll tell you what, like I said earlier today, if I would have had a program on earlier in the day, I would have been on the air right now calling arms, a call to arms.
Yeah.
You know,
I just wish there was more people listening. You know, I mean, I think it's been the systematic destruction of the American public and stuff, you know, with the education system and the complete dumbing down. I think they've got America right where they wanted them. And, you know, they're making their move now. So
they are. And we're on the fast track to globalization here.
Yeah.
I warned people about George Bush the first week that he was in office. His first duties were to swap spit more with Vicente Fox, get this FTAA thing rolling, and it is rolling. Now, nobody in the media is calling this the way it is, but we know what's behind this, and we can see it unfolding. And the problem is, once it's in place, there's no undoing it. I mean, how the hell do you kill 50 million people?
Right. Or maybe that's the plan. They're going to get us all here and take out all the poor felon Mexicans and the rest of the Americans all at the same time.
And you know, to counter that argument, I would do anything within my power, if we had an honest government, to ditch the criminal cabal that they've had running their country. And I heard Alex Jones say this today, and I wasn't aware of this, that Mexico actually has three times the resources the United States does. So here's a country primed to step into the 21st century, start providing wages and conditions conducive to a modern world for their own people down there. Instead, we got them all running across the border into this country. And from what I heard, Vicente Fox, because of this new bill, we're going to have to ask permission of Vicente Fox whether we can build a wall in this country. Now, excuse me? What does that have to do with sovereignty? So, I mean, this is getting way past serious. Once this is put in place and it starts to happen in this country, well, it's already happened, but it's not been legitimized by these crooked sons of buggers here in Washington, D.C. But once it happens, there's not going to be any way to reverse it short of a war. And that's what the United Nations has been panting and just with bated breath waiting to happen inside this country. Our own government will bring in U.N. troops on our own soil to quell the disturbances and the civil war, or whatever the hell they're going to call it.
Right. I think you're exactly right, and it's a damn shame that it has to happen on Memorial Day weekend. It's like spitting on the graves of all the people who have given their lives for this country.
I mean,
I think there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who should be ashamed of themselves. And they should just go
no,
home
they
and
should
put
be,
a bullet
they
in their
be,
own
no, no, they should yeah. be ashamed of themselves. We should be ashamed of themselves, of them, of their actions, their unconstitutional, illegal, treasonous actions. And we should be stringing up these bastards on the Washington Mall right now. Right now.
I'm down. Hey, whenever you guys are ready to go, you just say the word. I'm right there behind you.
All right. Well, AJ, I appreciate your call, my friend. All right. Did you cut him off or you just didn't say goodbye? You just pulled him down. How long you been with me, Chris? Bill in, is that Alaska or Arkansas? That's Alaska.
Arkansas.
I was going to say, everybody has their own way of messaging on computers here, and I got to figure out what this is. But anyhow, Bill, what's on your mind?
Good morning, John, or good afternoon, or whatever the heck it is down there.
Yeah. The sun's shining, but I've never seen it so dark.
I'll tell you what, that's really bizarre. I turned you on this morning because I wanted to catch the beginning of the show. And I got to tell you the truth. You know, as you probably know, I've got a website up here.
Right.
And I came within a hair of just pulling the whole damn thing down this morning. You know, I was so disgusted.
I'll tell you what, I actually came in the network today and I told everybody, I said I was so hot. That I said, today I'm making the announcement, it's a call to arms. Everybody, go out and get your guns, your ammunition, whatever medical supplies and needs that you have, store your foods, hunker down, get ready for a war. Because if we don't stop this now, we'll never, ever, ever, ever have a chance in the future of ever getting this country back.
I totally agree with you. I have been getting to this point for a long time. Yeah, you know, I've been listening to you guys since you've been on the air. And, you know, I had to stop for a couple of days and go through some withdrawal, you know. And one of the things that I was dealing with was the intellectual honesty of nonviolence. You know, I was trying to decide it, and I know that there's implications, you know, in broadcast media and the Internet. And
hold on one second. We're up on top of a break here. Bill, just do me a favor. Hold on. I'll bring you back after the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Bill, you were on an important point. If you would, sir, continue.
Well, thank you, John. And what I was getting to or trying to get to in my own way was that, you know, I was trying to decide how much of what we talk about, or what I talk and other people that I hear on the air talk about, well, you know, we certainly wouldn't want to, you know, advocate any kind of violence or anything like that. And then, you know, on the other hand, I look at things that I know, because I'm, you know, I'm 60-some years old, and I know that very, very few things have ever happened without violence. You know, I mean, I go back to the anti-Vietnam days.
Right, me
too. You know, I've been beaten up and locked up and, you know, shot, stabbed, and everything else.
Me too.
And I had gotten to the point where I was sitting there playing in my mind, because I know that the big thing that scares the most people about violence is this David and Goliath thing. You know, I mean, they're so big and they're so rich and they're so well-armed and, you know, we're nothing and we're just a few guys with, you know, 30-30s. And I got to thinking, about what they did with Bin Laden and with some of these other guys over there. They just put a price on their head.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't organize nothing. They didn't say, let's get together and go charge down the street. They just said, okay. And I said, you know, I really wish somebody somewhere would get together and say, okay, look, send all your contributions to this offshore bank and, you know, and just publish a list. You know, and let people do what they're going to do. And I know it's scary, and I know it flies in the face, of wisdom. But I'm at the point, John, where, you know, if we don't do something, you know, and I'm not talking about talking, I'm not talking about websites, I'm not talking about arguing whether it's the Jews or the Catholics or, you know, we know who the criminals are.
Yeah.
You know, with, I mean, you can turn on your TV and see the criminals.
Well, it's come down to that magic point, and this is why I've ranted and raved and screamed and hollered and kicked and fussed and everything else on this program, trying to get people motivated to stave off what I saw was an eventuality if the peaceful way didn't work. Now, here's the situation that we're in. The people out there that heretofore hadn't done too much to help the cause, what cause is that? Keeping a constitutional republic and an honest government.
Nice.
The problem here now is that if we go to that point, I hope the other Americans that knew about this and didn't lift a finger can sleep well for the rest of their life, because Americans are going to be dying in their own streets defending their own country. And that's the harsh realities of what I am talking about. And I, for one, I'm not going to go insane. I'm not going to go skipping off to some island someplace in the world where I can live out the rest of my days in relative peace. I was born in this country, and I will die in my own country. The question is as to what status I'm going to be a corpse, whether I died a free man or not.
I agree with you, John. You know, you're preaching to the choir with me. I could never quite get a grip on whether it's just that people are so scared or whether they're just smarter than we are and they realize that this is all hot air, that you can educate from now till hell freezes over, but you're still going to have a bunch of educated cowards.
Well, I mean, take a look at what we actually had, starting a new country, the revolt against the King George, starting this country. We had less. Some people would argue that it was only 5%. Some people would argue it was only 3%. Let's just take the 5% number.
Right.
5% of the people that were gathered during that time said, we're making a stand, we're revolting against this king, we are going to have our own government, and they pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor in which to do it. What makes us any different from those people back then? There's still a core of people in this country, and I think we've got about maybe 2 to 3% that would stand and bear arms if necessary in the defense of this country. I believe that.
God, I hope so.
But the problem is that we're dealing with 21st century technologies, spy agencies, and everything else. They're better equipped than we are.
Oh, absolutely.
So that 3% is not going to get it. 5% may not get it. 10% may not get it. But if you had 25 to 30% of the population, I'm not talking about combatants, but 25 to 30% of the population that wouldn't be sitting there dropping dimes on the people that were actually, when something would happen and they would witness something, that they wouldn't be the prime interrogation target of the police, turning in their neighbors or their friends.
25 to 30%?
Yes. And out of those 25 to 30%, we'd still only need maybe 5 to 7% combatants.
John, you'll never, ever, if you live to be 1,000 years old, you'll never get 25 to 30%.
Well, you know, one thing said for lofty goals, if you set your goals too high and you fall short, you didn't really fall.
I understand. But I just think that's whistling through the graveyard, thinking that, well, if we could just get enough people, if we could just educate enough people, look, John, it comes down to cojones. It comes down to whether or not you're willing to spend some time with your family, tell them goodbye, make your peace with God, and go out there and do something.
I am ready right now. I am ready right now. I have all the ammunition I need. I have
likewise, but I don't see any 25 to 30%.
No, I'm saying that 25 to 30%. And let me tell you something, Bill. Let me hold you over here, and I'll get to all the other callers. I want to make my position clear here. And this is why I've been so hard. Give me more bumper. I can't hear anything. More. What do you think? I got bad ears in here today? Gosh. Turn your monitor on there so you can hear what you're doing. Oh, you're just doing this by the seat of your pants? I got a producer today, folks, that's just doing it by the seat of his pants and not by speakers. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. I've got Jack McLamb coming up the next hour. I want to have a serious heart-to-heart with him because, we got police out there running around. They're going to be asked to take part in these federal programs. I just heard yesterday that Mr. Chertoff, some secret legislation that went through the House, this guy's going to be able to arrest anybody he wants to. We warned you about Homeland Security, folks. This wasn't about a bunch of towelheads living in the Middle East being a possible threat to the United States. This whole war on terrorism was the forces, the organization they were setting up to put down the dissenters against the New World Order. And that is as plain as a nose on your face. If you have a nose anymore, you have a face. Bill, this is why I've been real adamant for the last 13 years that people get involved, that they start spreading the message that we are informed. Because we wouldn't have this problem if we had honest media in this country today. If we had people that had the cojuntas to stand up and say, Mr. President, blah, 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 but the way I understand the Constitution, what you're doing is illegal. Just giving them flack and crap all the way down the line.
I have no argument with a lot of the things you've been saying, but and I don't want this to seem disrespectful because I have a tremendous amount of respect for you and the work that you do. But, when I hear you say, if this and if we could get that, and if we could, and I a little voice in the back of my head keeps screaming, yeah, and a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his, you know what, on the ground. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, and that, Bill, that is exactly the thing that has stopped people from taking the action that they need to do. Don't you understand that?
Well,
by sitting,
well, yes,
no, listen to me. Stop. By sitting here saying that, no, my goodness, there's no way we could wake up 30% of the population here in this country, you have just defeated the one thing that would be necessary to stop all of this.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. You've been in the Patriot Movement for a long time, right, John?
Long enough.
10, 15 years, something like that?
Yeah, long enough.
Are there more people involved now than there were then? I rest my case.
No. Let me answer the question. I just gave you an
I know.
Yes, there is. Back in the 90s, we had more people joining the militia.
Right.
These were people that were dying in the wool serious that knew the law, the Constitution,
right,
and said, look, we know what's coming. And they were...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to pull your pot down here because you're interrupting my train of thought. Back in the 90s, we had people that were serious about being in defense of this country and knew what they were putting up, they were putting on the line. You mentioned it earlier, Bill, that kiss the kids and the wife goodbye, Johnny's going off to war. These people were committed and they were serious. Today, we have a bunch of informational people out there, and that's fine. But I once said to one of the organizers of the militia, and there were only a couple of us back in the 90s initially, that wait a minute here. We can add to anybody the militia that we need, but we've got to do that out of the core of the informed masses. So instead of having just a hodgepodge little group going up against 21st century technology and communications, secret police, and you name it, that we have to have more people in this country informed, and let that be their choice once they see their neighbor being gunned down in the street, that they knew that Joe Blow living next door loved his family, loved God, was a law-abiding citizen, never spoke an angry word to anybody, picking up arms and walking out the front door to fight for his own country. Therein lies the difference. We have a bunch of people now, oh yeah, they might be informed, but they don't have any balls. They don't have any guts. They know what's coming, but they're even too timid to even spread the word about where they can get the information. That's the difference.
Okay. I agree with you, John, and I certainly didn't call up to argue with you, and I didn't.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling you. I'm not arguing with you.
Can I just finish my sentence?
Sure.
I didn't call to argue with you, and I certainly didn't call with any answers. I mean, I just don't have any answers.
Well, I got one. I got one. Let's try this one on for size, Bill.
Shoot.
Why doesn't everybody within the sound of my voice go out there and put up a low-power FM station in their own community? For give them the opportunity for once in their life to hear the real nuts and bolts truth, the bare bones truth of what's going on in this country. Would that be too much to ask? I mean, facing a war and tens of thousands of people dying, is that such a stretch to ask people to do that?
No.
Well,
I don't think so at all.
Well, I don't either.
I mean, you know, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a great idea.
And we've been doing that.
Yes, you have. And none of my remarks are direct to Garvey Inn.
No. Bill, I'm not making this personal. Please don't get defensive on me.
Okay. I didn't mean to come across that way.
I'm not attacking you. It's some of the statements you made. I'm attacking the statements because I know a lot of people are thinking and doing the very same thing.
Yeah.
By saying that, look, we can't get 25 or 30% of the people in this country woke up. Why not? What percentage of the United States sits around and listens to Rush Limpjaw or Sean Hannity or whatever else, or sit there and watch this droning on of the slash communist, socialist, project for a new American century, globalist, elitist, illuminist, whatever you want to call them, blasting out their propaganda on the evening news every damn night? If they're doing it, why can't we do it?
Because we don't have $87 trillion.
You don't need $87 trillion. Cut this guy off. God bless America. Bill, you're smarter than this. Now you done and got me mad here. Look, How much money do you think it takes to start a low-power FM station? It doesn't take billions of dollars to do it. For a couple of $1,000, you're going to affect thousands of people. You mean to tell me that somebody doesn't have a couple of grand? Rather than buying that new car or the new tractor or whatever else, that they say, you know what? Maybe I'm too damned old to get out there in the field with a rifle in my hand, but by God, I love my country, and I can at least afford the opportunity for other people to hear what's really going on in this country. Is that too much to ask? That's not billions of dollars. That's not putting an unsustainable burden on people, on a family. To some, yes. To some, no. They'd never miss it. It's called giving up a vacation this year. Big deal. Sorry, Bill, but the longer this went on, the matter I got. Because I've been hearing this crap for years, how we can't do something. And that's bullshit. There, I went and lost my cool. My apologies, folks. I'm serious. My apologies. Charles in Louisiana. Help me out here.
Oh, how you doing, my friend? I love your spirit, John. I mean, I feel strength in you again, man. Yeah, I feel strength in you.
I was kind of, Charles, the other day, I was kind of licking the wounds a little bit, maybe feeling a little bit sorry for myself. I am more motivated and fired up than I ever have been in my 13 years on radio.
I believe that in the name of Jesus, John. I really do. I got a lot of faith in you. But listen, a guy like that, it'd be hard to have him in a foxhole. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but here's the thing about it, John. No matter what we got, if we got 10,000 or a million, we have to go with it when the time comes. Look, I am a violent person because of my past. I am violent. And I thank God I'm not like some of these weak callers. They're like puppy pee, you know? I mean, really, they're like puppy pee. We don't need them anyway. They got excuses. Hey, I'll give my life, it's only words, John, but I pray about it. I'll give my life today. And here's the thing about it. The Americans that don't go with us, shoot them dogs too.
No, we
don't need them. So help me God, John. If God be my witness, may I die here. If I see an American freak out on my way out, I'll pop a couple of Americans too. And I wouldn't feel bad about it. They're holding us back. We don't need the weak. We only need about 8% are strong. The rest of them, get rid of them. They held us back for years. All that you did, they fell on deaf ears. These people are weak. I tell you, they're plastic dogs. They got excuses. If me and you were there, on me, you, and your wife, and a couple other people, we could do some damage. We could do some damage. But here's the thing. They got excuses. They want to live. They want somebody else to fight for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about?
No, I understand
but
perfectly.
Look, I was there when a patriot died one time. He told his family, I love my country. I love God, and I love my family. And they just, but he never left no mark in nothing. At least you leaving a mark in society. You leaving a mark. There's other guy on the radio, and we don't have this, we don't have that. Man, my God, well let him go. He don't deserve this country. John, the ones we got, we don't have time to put up stations. It's coming on us.
No, hold on here, Charles. I think that we do.
Think so?
Yeah, I do. Because the attack, the overt in the streets, house-to-house searches and seizures, weapon confiscations, that's not going to happen next month. It's probably not going to happen next year. But what they are going to do is ensnare us with these with the trade pacts and the free trade area of Americas and strengthening homeland security. They're not ready yet. And some might argue, well, if we had the troops right now, now would be the time. I don't believe that, but it's not good. We still have some time. It's just that people, Charles, have got to get it through their head that I have got to start taking action today. They should have started last week, last month, last year, last decade, but we still have some time.
We could do it if people just support this show. We could get a lot done.
Well, look, folks, I want you to take this number down. And I'm serious about what I said about these low-power FMs. All right? I've never done this before because now I'll probably get the heat from the FCC by cajoling people or trying to convince them to break the law. You know what? I don't care. All bets are off because you people there have told us exactly what you're about. And it ain't about America. It ain't about God. It ain't about the Constitution. It ain't about freedom. It ain't about liberty. It's subjugation, taxation, elimination. That's it. So for me, in the entertainment realm of communications, that's the game that they play. I don't play that game. In the realm of communications, we have got to get cold but serious about what we are doing. I'm not going to try to convince some schlup that's getting a paycheck that's on the air and a local talent someplace to get up there and start talking like an American, because it ain't going to happen. Because he values his paycheck and his position more than he does his own country. So it is up to us. Here again, the responsibility falls on us. Us. Charles, I know you've taken that stance. I have taken that stance. Many other people have. But it's time for people to start looking at what is going on and saying to themselves, look, I've got to do something today. Not, I'll put it off tomorrow. Let me think about it for a few days. Maybe I'll get, after I'm off of my vacation next week, maybe I'll come back and maybe I can contribute a little bit, or maybe I can do this, maybe a little of that. No, today. Today.
Well, John, every time I walk into a police station with tapes, don't you think I fear? Don't you think I fear? You know? But guess what? I keep doing it because I'm a dead man without it. But, John, you got your spirit back. Guess what? Get on them. Don't worry about hurting their feelings. Don't worry about hurting their feelings. You always told it like it was. I'm glad to see you back, man. I feel energized through you. And guess what? We will win. If we don't win, at least we'll try, John.
Look, Charles, here's my take on that. I've had 52, soon to be 53 years next month, 53 years of the best life that I think any human being could have had on the face of this planet. I've already been given my gift. There was no guarantees, even my being born, let alone into this country. But I am not, in my lifetime, going to sit back and watch this country being ripped out from under me by a bunch of brain-dead, elitist globalists. It is not going to happen. Not on this man's watch.
Yes, sir. Well, let me just say this. Maybe the immigrants will attack Americans and make them fight. Maybe that'll happen.
I'll tell you what they're looking for here, Charles. They're looking for internal war in this country, just like we've seen in other countries around the world. This is what they're counting on. They are setting that they're playing their ace card here, the destruction of this country through all these illegals coming into this country. Now, this is aside from all the other damage that they've done to this country. All the unconstitutional laws, the fiat privately owned corporation set up called the Federal Reserve, the insane income tax that was never lawful, but it was designed to empty your pockets, the out of control government spending, hawking, and for me, for my money, putting one child that's born into this country to subjugate them under this kind of debt in the future that can never be paid off is reason enough, that's treason enough, for these guys to at least been bounced out of office and thrown into jail. That in itself was enough. But they're not done yet. They're cold but serious about to take over this country, and they are out to destroy it. 80% of the high-tech jobs gone from this country. Manufacturing base gone from this country. Now we need... Well, we just need immigrants in here to do jobs American wants. What jobs are they talking about? Charles, thanks for your call.
God bless you, John.
You too, sir. We got to get that delay. Man. My apologies, folks. I said the bull capital S with a hit. And my sincere apologies. That is crude. That is unprofessional, and for the affiliates out there, my apologies. And to the audiences, my apologies. And, you know, it's always been said that a man that has to resort to potty mouthism has run out of cognitive, logical words in which to use. So, and don't call me up today and say, John, you're right, go ahead and just swear. No. My apologies. Randall in Michigan. Hello, Randall.
Well, hello, John. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
And I have to agree with what you're saying, but let me correct me if I'm wrong here, John. The whole pretext for all these years of what you've been doing and waking up and educating the people, those that you can, is to return us back to a constitutional representative form of government, what we used to have,
yeah,
in a peaceful, legal, nonviolent manner. Is it, am I right or am I wrong? Is that that was your premise starting out 13 years ago, wasn't it? Or still was even up till today when you heard Alex?
Well, yes and no. Okay, knowing what was coming and knowing that it wasn't going to stop unless we had sufficient numbers of Americans putting pressure, getting people into office, into political positions, getting people that were favorable to the Constitution and the good rule of positive law. Yeah, yeah, peacefully. But I knew that one day that it was going to come down to a standoff, if at the very least, at the very worst. Unless you want to go quietly in chains off to some re-education camp someplace, you're going to have to fight.
Well, see, this is the part of the equation. I understand all of that, and it makes perfect logical sense to me, but the part of the equation I don't quite understand, and maybe I'm, you know, overreacting, but a poor analogy, but I'll put it forth anyway. If one person in a boxcar knows he's going to a gas chamber, or if the whole truckload in the boxcar know they're going to the gas chamber, it doesn't really change the outcome, does it, John?
Well, I don't know where you're going with this, Randall. Well, you got something in mind. State your case and get on with it.
I just did, John, the best I could.
Well, no, I mean, Randall, stop. You're talking about boxcars. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
It's an analogy. Whether one person knows the truth and is going to their ultimate death, or everybody in that...
who says that everybody in these boxcars have got to meet their eventual ends at the hands of these despots?
Well,
who says that's the case?
The agenda that they're putting on us says that pretty much, wouldn't you think? With the erosion of our liberty?
Only if you're sitting back and doing nothing, my friend, is that eventuality going to happen. Do you understand that?
Well, I understand trying to do it, like you said, by educating and informing, and I think for the last 13 years you did a good job doing that.
Well, thank you. I just hope I can shoot as fast as I can talk.
And I hope you're a pretty good shot, because the ones that you miss are the ones I'm going to have to get.
Well, there you go.
Hey, go ahead, John. Now, you're on the right stuff, and you know what? Don't take this that personally either. I was just trying to figure out where all this education and where all this talking about, where is it really, how I just don't see how it's working or has worked on our side. But you know,
that's because we haven't made it work to its full advantage, Randall. If you've been listening to me for any length of time,
well, you know I have.
Well, okay, well then I've been telling people you damn well better get involved, quit coming up with the excuses, do whatever you can within your means, and go beyond your means if you have to. I don't care what it takes. Putting up low power FM stations, holding your own little group meetings, putting out flyers on street corners, writing in letters to editors, call up and complain at your congressmen, senators. I don't care what it is and in what degree you did it, but everybody do something. Here's the point. Everybody's not doing something. And then we all want to argue as to, well, what we should do and how should we do it and should we, you know, do it politically or this, that. And look, I don't care what it is. The people of this country have to be reacquainted with their form of government, their original intended form of government. They have to understand constitutionality from Bush lip, okay?
Right.
They have to understand that this is the way it is, and it's either going to be this or that. You have to now make your choice. The overall program is to give people the opportunity to make their choice, period. That's what this whole thing has been about. And you think... Now, let me run this one by you, Randall. Suppose that we had 30 million, 35, maybe even 40 million. If we would have been starting out soon enough and working this hard enough, But just say for arbitrarily 25 to 30 million Americans in this country that they saw the handwriting on the wall and they said, you know what? Here's the message to Washington, D.C. You're going to dismantle what you've done to us or we're coming for you. You are going to have a war in this country like you have never seen before. And then for the other people that were on the fence or at least a little bit educated wouldn't be sitting there dropping a dime on their neighbor when an altercation on the streets took place. We have never been in this position in this country, but history teaches us. Just start reading, folks. Pay attention to how countries are toppled, subjugated, taken over, occupied, whatever.
And so you, what we really could do if we were really, really serious about all of this is we could gather around the Capitol and we could lay siege, a peaceful human siege, and make and force them to be accountable to the American people.
What we should have been doing is exactly what these governments, or what these, what our government let happen in this country and even funded some of it. We saw millions of Mexicans, foreigners, many of them illegal, marching in our streets demanding from the system that they want this and they want that. If the numbers, we would even match the numbers, got out there in the streets, and we would have been doing this before, and I'm not just talking about immigration, but if millions of people would have been out in the streets saying, you know what, you people are full of malarkey, and we're not taking this anymore. And just to show you, look behind me. Look at the millions behind me.
Well,
this, you know, Randall, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
My lines are loaded here, and I've got to move on. And I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Look. I'll give you a classic example. What happened a couple of weeks ago? We all went up to Crawford, Texas. Well, nobody down here from Central Texas did. I saw about six faces that I recognized up there. Now, that's only 70 miles from where I'm sitting right now. Oh, yeah, it was a little rainy that day. There were thunderstorms. When we got up there, we didn't even get dribbled on. The whole time, I was up there for 5 hours. Didn't rain on us one time. But the point of it is, I only saw six faces from Central Texas up there that I recognized. Why? Why? Did you have something of all great importance that you had to do on that Saturday that you couldn't even drive 140 miles and take a few hours out of your day to lend support to people that were doing something? Come on, people! We watched illegals marching in our own streets, for God's sakes. We have everything to lose. They have something to gain, but we have everything to lose. And you sat there like you had Velcro plastered to your backside. Roger, Philip, Jim, Carol, Jimmy, Arthur, all of you guys, just hang on. I was going to have Jack McLam up next hour, but you know what? Danny, if you would, just have him on standby when I can get him into the show, because I want to ask Jack McLam, the head of the police and military against the New World Order. I want to ask some specific questions of him. So, Danny, if you would, call him back and have him on standby, and I'll bring him up as soon as I come through these callers here. Everybody hang on. We'll be back here after the top of the hour break. Folks, it's today. It is now. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I already know my safety's gone out the window. Do you think this big mouth they're going to ignore? Once this network gets shut down, what do you think's going to happen to me?
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington.
You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.